Earlier this year, it appeared as if the Constitutional Modernization Commission was close to coming to an agreement on a plan that had gained traction, and some thought lawmakers could pass it by the end of the year. But that didn't happen. Then, in recent days, a new bill that was dramatically different passed in a House committee. But immediately, lawmakers started changing it. So now, Republican Senator Frank LaRose, who has a redistricting proposal of his own that has passed the Senate, is speaking up. He says lawmakers from both the House and Senate, and from both the Republican and Democratic parties, are working together to come up with this new plan that has bipartisan support.
As we sit down as colleagues to, in earnest, to work this out, I believe that we can, you know, find that middle ground and truly advance a bipartisan redistricting proposal that is balanced and creates a much better scenario for drawing lines than what we have right now. If that can be done by the end of this year, then I'm going to continue working to do so. If it takes until next spring, then that's fine as well.
The long ongoing process to come up with a new redistricting plan frustrates those who are clamoring for change. Catherine Tercer with Common Cause Ohio joined the League of Women Voters in releasing an analysis of the redistricting plan that was used to draw the current maps for lawmakers' districts. And she says the analysis showed that plan is so flawed that voters really didn't have much of a say in who was elected this November.
What this analysis shows is that the gerrymandered lines almost perfectly predict who the winner is going to be in November based on party. Party alone. And so that you can look at the district lines and say, hey, this has a partisan index or an expected index of X for Republicans and X for Ds, and we will know who is the likely winner. And so these partisan indexes or the partisan leanings actually predicted the results of 96 out of the 99 Ohio House races, and it was a perfect predictor for the Ohio Senate races and the U.S. House races.
Tercer says four of the Ohio Senate winners and 14 of the Ohio House winners didn't face opponents in this election. She says redistricting must change soon because voters are losing faith in the system. Peg Rosenfield with the League of Women Voters notes Ohio voters would have to approve any changes in the redistricting process, but she thinks it's doable.
If it were something that was put on the ballot by a bipartisan vote of the legislature, the chances would be very good that it could pass because there wouldn't really be the organized opposition. Either party can defeat something, but if they both agreed to it even rather grudgingly, we might get some reform.
LaRose says he thinks the bipartisan agreement is possible. He explains the sticking point right now is with an impasse resolution. An agreement over how a dispute over future redistricting maps would be solved with buy-in from both political parties.
At this point, it seems like the House wants to include an impasse resolution, so we want to work to try to find a bipartisan one, and that's what we're working on right now. And it's difficult to find that impasse resolution that doesn't in some way incentivize one side or the other to sort of game it out to go to impasse. We want to have an impasse resolution that doesn't benefit one side or the other. If it does, then it's not truly an impasse resolution. And that's what we're working to find.
And the issue continues to bring together groups that don't normally agree on much of anything. The right-leaning research group Opportunity Ohio and the left-leaning coalition Progress Ohio have put out a joint statement about the analysis done by Common Cause and the League of Women Voters, saying it shows redistricting reform must be a legislative priority. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.